104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:06, up to 29 today. It's going to be, sunny, a little foggy here this morning. Looks like it's mostly burned off. More of that again tomorrow. 20 right now. So, a couple of texts about this whole allowance thing with the stay-at-home dad. Like, he's not bothered by it. His buddies thought he should be bothered by it. I got a text here that says, my husband does not get a budget. He just has to ask, hey, can I buy this? Because he doesn't have a clue where we are with money or bills. Communicate.
Right.
So that makes sense. I've got another text here that says, the root of the word allowance is allow. I think the term allowance indicates that it is not really a mutual decision on how much the spouse that is taking care of the kids gets. It's more like, hey, I'm the one bringing home the money, and this is how much I think I'm going to let you have. Budget is a more friendlier word.
Why is everybody getting so wrapped up on the word? It means the same thing.
You don't think there's words that mean the same thing that come off?
Well, I know, but why would the guy be getting all upset about this?
Just how he feels.
Guys are just being girly.
Would you really like to explain every way you feel about something that you don't exactly agree with?
I can say I can understand, like, a woman getting upset by this, but a guy getting upset by this just seems like he's being a wussy. Because it's just happens to be that word. Like, I can understand us females getting upset about that because that's what we do. We overreact. But you guys getting upset about this because it happens to be the word allowance just seems stupid.
I am a woman and I totally agree with Andy. I find allowance condescending if she gives it to him. If we decide on a budget, that is different.
I'm sure that they discussed what the allowance would be.
Sure. Let's see. Sam's on the phone. How are you, Sam?
I'm good. And I wish my wife would give me an allowance.
She doesn't now?
No.
So what, do you stay at home or what's the situation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kind of work from home. I have a home-based business, but she controls all that, man.
So basically, whatever you make, you get to spend, and that's it?
Well, I don't get to spend that either.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It's okay because we're living.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. As long as we got food on the table, roof over our head, and the kids are happy and fine, and we're happy. Money doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who controls the money, as long as everybody get a piece of the pie.
That's true, Sam, but I still think you need to ask your wife for an allowance. Thanks for the call, man.
I don't want to ask for an allowance.
Have a good one.
I don't want to rock the boat.
He's going to get in trouble.
That's what I say. Hey, I've been married for 18 years, man. No arguments, nothing but love, man. Hey, don't rock the boat. That's what I say. Pick and choose your battles.
Okay.
Don't worry about winning them.
Because you won't.
Winning your battle.
Because you won't.
Just love her. Just love the one.
That's advice for you too, Mel.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's for me.
And for all those guys, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
That's right.
Hey, that is true.
Money starts too many arguments, so why argue about it?
That's true. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You can't take it with you when you die.
No, you can't.
He's got all kinds of little tidbits of information.
Oh, he does.
Hey, advice.
Hey, like I say, 18 years, it's been great.
All right. Thank you for the call,
all right,
Sam.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Cheaper to keep her.
Yeah.
He's got a very good point there.
He does.
It's a lot cheaper to keep her.
He had some really good advice.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, if you haven't seen what the forecast for Kansas City looks like, you should really go to hot1047.com and check it out.
Get pounded.
By Rocky.
Yeah.
Winter Storm Rocky is going to give Kansas City a pounding.
12 inches.
Although not quite the same pounding that the Weather Channel is describing. They're describing more of a snowball-type pounding.
Yeah. A little bit different.
To understand what the hell we're talking about, hot1047.com will explain that for you right now.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 822 up to 29 today. We'll see a little fog. It's pretty much gone now, it looks like. Tomorrow we'll get a little more in the morning. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm on the wrong page. 1 second, please.
Why don't you print them?
I'm sorry. Well, I usually have been, but I was being... I just didn't print it this morning.
Okay.
Anyway, when I say it's a long story...
Whoa. Hold on. Breaking news! Mel has no excuse.
I did have an excuse. I just didn't print it this morning.
More on the story coming at 5 o'clock.
When I say it's a long story, it doesn't mean it's actually a long story. It means I just don't want to tell you.
Okay. Wow. That wasn't an excuse. You just actually said, I just didn't print it.
I just didn't.
Usually there's an excuse.
Like, I was going to.
I forgot my headphones, and then I didn't grab it off of there because someone started talking to me and blah, blah, blah. Usually it would be something like that, but it wasn't. You just said, I just didn't do it.
Whatever.
You didn't come up with a lame excuse for why you didn't do it. That's incredible.
Didn't do it. That's my excuse.
Well, it's not an excuse. That's just the truth.
Yeah, I just didn't do it.
Good first step, Mel.
I was busy. I was going over all this crap from the Academy Awards.
With the, since neither of us watched it last night.
I know. So I was reading through all this stuff.
I mean, I was watching The Walking Dead, but I would have rather watched my wife's DVR crap than watch the Oscars, honestly.
I watched.
It's the worst award show there is.
I got to see what I wanted to see, and that was Adele singing. That's really the only thing that I
just
watch
the highlights the next day. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like a lame.
The rest of it was just not
sporting
necessary.
if something cool happens, you'll see the highlights. And if nothing happens, then you didn't waste your time.
Yeah, you know, Adele looked beautiful, and you know, I think probably the red carpet stuff is probably neat to see, like all the beautiful dresses and hairstyles and stuff like that. But
it was kind of funny to look at Twitter randomly,
yeah,
during the Oscars and having no clue what they're talking about.
Oh, I know.
That was kind of fun. Okay, every list you've ever seen online of like a bad tattoo always includes this one certain picture.
Misspelling?
No.
Oh.
No, not the misspellings. There was one of a woman who was, it's a tattoo of a woman who had passed away. It was this guy's wife, and the tattoo was horrible. That one, have you ever seen that one before?
Yes.
Okay. And it says in loving memory, and it basically looks like it's just a horrible, horrible.
It's terrible.
Rendition of it.
Yeah.
Well, then the guy, after this photo had gone viral numerous times, went and found another tattoo artist to try to fix it. And the guy said, yeah, I think I can do that. His name is Scott Versago in Akron, Ohio. And the guy asked him if he could fix it. And he's like, yeah, sure. So 3 hours later, he fixed it. And now it looks exactly like the photo of the woman.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Beautiful.
Obviously, I know this is not playing well on radio, but I just wanted to tell you the story. It's on Gawker.com.
Well, I mean, seriously, that looks really nice.
Yeah.
That's a really good job.
It almost looks like a painting.
Yeah, it does.
The way...
It really is. It amazes me, you know, how well with shading and stuff like that, that a lot of these tattoo artists can do. Like, they can really... Do some beautiful work.
There's good ones and bad ones.
Yeah. The original one was really bad, but that one that he redid, oh my gosh, that's gorgeous.
It's cool when something like that, you know, you can get figured out. There's also a story coming from the same state of Ohio of a man who claims Jesus appeared.
Oh.
He found Jesus on his car windshield in a bird poop stain.
What?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
It was online, and at first it looks more like a dog's head, really. But then, if you really stare at it long enough, then maybe you can kind of start to see the figure of Jesus in it. But
how long do you think he stared at it?
A long time.
Wow.
A long time,
dude.
It's really not even that close. But why is it they always see Jesus and not like Jim Caviezel? You know.
I don't know.
You know, how come it isn't, some other person? That looks like my dad.
Yeah.
Look at this bird poop. It looks like my dad. I'm not saying my dad looks like bird poop. I'm just saying, why is it always Jesus that they see?
Why is it Jesus they always see and not
or the Virgin
else.
Mary?
Yeah.
Why isn't it ever George Clooney in my toast?
I'd like to see George Clooney in my toast or with some toast. Or something.
Or have toast with George Clooney.
Or have toast with, yeah. Or make a toast.
Have breakfast in bed.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good luck on that one.
Well, it's wishful thinking.
A girl can dream, though.
She can.
Yeah. So we have got Dirt coming up here in just a few. Also, Ollie Murs. Hang on. Allegedly. I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:41. We got a call a little while ago from a guy, because I had mentioned how it looked like the fog was clearing up. And we got a call from a guy a little while ago who said, I just drove in from Lenox and it was pretty horrible. The fog was in out there. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I didn't want to sound like a jerk or anything, but and that is absolutely fine. I can't see everything.
Right.
You know,
I don't think he was being a jerk at all.
No, I didn't. But it was kind of refreshing to get that information that way.
Yeah.
When usually we'll get a text message or someone who will go, I don't know what window you're looking out, but it's sure awful foggy out here.
Yeah, like, nah.
It is too foggy. We'll usually get that response if I say something. I can see perfectly clear all the way across Louise Avenue to the strip mall across the way.
If you look over here.
Like probably 300-400 yards away.
You look more towards like the interstate, which you can't see.
Right.
But I can. It does look a little foggy.
You can if you turn around.
Yeah, I'm turning around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it looked like it. Because when, you know, when we first went on the air this morning, I couldn't even see the corner of 59th and Louise.
Yeah. And it was on the, you know, from Lenox to here, it was pretty foggy.
So, okay, there's still fog out there. It'll burn off later.
Okay.
And that was another thing. My
and knowing is half the battle.
My birthday was on Saturday.
And, how was your birthday?
Thank you for getting the photos from my mom and putting them on our website. That was great of you.
You're welcome. Did you like that?
Yeah, that was great.
Doug, the mullet one.
The one I didn't. There was one comment on there I didn't understand that said that I looked like a bully.
Yeah, I don't know how they thought you looked like a bully.
Because that was on the photo of my mullet, right?
Yeah, the mullet one.
Which, by the way, it's an outstanding mullet.
Oh. The one of the best I've ever seen.
It's rare to see one like that in captivity.
It is. Well, anymore, you know. Pretty normal
but,
back in the day.
Yeah, that was about 1990. That was 1991.
Yeah.
But they said I looked like a bully.
I don't know.
How can a freshman in high school at 5'9 and 220 be a bully?
Maybe you look like a character from a movie that was a bully.
Maybe.
And that's why they put it together.
But I will say this. As a freshman in high school, I was not the bully.
You were not the
for
bully?
For sure. No.
No? Are you sure?
I was the bullied, if anything. So
by the seniors?
Oh, yeah. Well, the upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. I mean, not anything extreme. I don't mean to say I was, you know, bullied hardcore. I was not.
No, but if anybody
But I was sure teased and ridiculed every time I had to have a seat in the boys' bathroom on the third floor and there was no door on the stall.
Well, you know, I don't think you would have gotten teased as much or bullied as much if you wouldn't have had that mullet.
I should have gone to Grandma's house. It was only at the end of the block.
Why didn't you just do that?
Because it was a long way to go. And it was in the middle of class. I would have been leaving school grounds.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. And wow, people have gotten lazy with saying happy birthday on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
HB?
I hate that.
That's kind of lame.
I seriously do not like when people do that. Like,
and the gal who wrote that on my Facebook, love her to death, but that was lazy.
It is. It really is. Like, why can't you just
HB.
Write why can't you just write out happy birthday?
HB LOL.
I really do
OMG,
not.
OMG YOLO.
I really do not like when people write HB for like happy birthday.
Unless you're in the military or a policeman, don't say letters.
Well, you know what? Just don't even bother to say happy birthday to me if you're just going to put HB.
I know.
Like, really? I mean, right. I always put happy birthday in like a million explanation points. Like, you know, at least do something like that.
Highlight of my birthday was twofold. It came yesterday.
Oh.
Although we did go see Zero Dark Thirty. Crystal mm-hmm. and I did on Saturday afternoon. Great
cool.
flick.
Cool.
And went out for supper. And that was real good. But
I celebrated for your birthday.
My mom, instead of a birthday cake, made birthday brownies.
Oh.
Which I ate so much of her potato salad that I couldn't really eat the brownies. My mom makes the best potato salad.
Do you eat like a whole bowl or what?
And the potato salad was the first thing that was awesome on my birthday. The second thing was well, not actually awesome. It's sarcastically awesome. She put all 36 candles on the brownies.
Well, that was nice of her. Next time it's her birthday, this is what you're going to do. You're going to have to put all the candles.
75 candles on the cake.
So how old she's going to be?
No.
Oh.
She'll be 65.
Then maybe she just put 100.
I'll put... and I'll give her brochures to nursing homes.
Do it.
Along with the 78 candles on her cake.
If she had to rub it in your face that you're going to be 36, then...
Although I
got, might want to get back.
She did get me, though, the most truthful, funny birthday card ever.
Oh.
I did not bring it in. I wish I had done it. But it was actually like it was the 10 reasons why, I can't remember what it was, but it was 10 reasons something, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And number 10 was two words, no earrings or no tattoos. Mm. And then she added in, also no earrings, you know.
Yeah.
There was another one that said, or we're thankful that you're our son, I think is what it was. And like number 7 was, you always listen to everything we said to you. Number 6, I said you always listen to everything we ever said to you.
Yeah. I was shopping for you in Deadwood for a birthday present, but I couldn't find anything that I thought you'd like other than there was some dinosaur poop you could buy. So I almost got you that. But it was $5.99. I thought that was a little expensive for dinosaur poop.
Well, it's old.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's not like it's new dinosaur poop.
It was in a nice little case.
Was it actually like a fossil of dinosaur poop?
Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I believe that. That's what it was. Yeah. But you know how you see those things when you go traveling and tourist places and they say whatever it is. And it was in a nice little plastic case. You could have put it in your pocket. Yeah. And it said dinosaur poop on there. I thought,
that would have been a good one, though.
I thought about getting it for you.
That would have been
I probably
good...
should have.
Yeah.
Next time.
$5.99, that was fairly cheap.
I know. Well, I don't know. I kind of thought $5.99 for poop was expensive.
Yeah, but it's dinosaur poop.
Allegedly.
It's not like you can find that just anywhere.
Only in Deadwood, apparently.
Yeah. They had lots of dinosaurs. Oh, Deadwood was actually a toilet for dinosaurs.
I don't know
if you knew that during the Mesozoic era.
That makes so much sense of poop.
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't rapid, though. That's the confusing thing. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 855. Mentioned earlier the tattoo, that very infamous bad tattoo of the woman who had passed away, got it tattooed on him as a tribute to her, and it was horrible.
It was awful.
It got fixed. I got the pictures posted at hot1047.com. It is incredible how much better it looks. He got it fixed. And
beautiful.
I just hope that it is actually going on the guy who got the original bad one. You know how it always comes out later, oh, they lied and it was get put on someone else, or it was just a drawing or whatever.
Really? You think that that's...
No, I don't think that. I'm just hoping that doesn't happen.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Hush.
See, talk about overreaction.
I wasn't overreacting.
So sensitive. What? Really? You think that?
I wasn't even being sensitive.
Yeah, you were.
Were we in the same conversation?
Yes. So remember on Friday we were talking about that? It was Thursday or Friday. South Dakota School of Mines has the fingerprint reader technology.
Yeah.
Where you can buy stuff with it.
Which is crazy.
And it actually tells how you... tells that it belongs to a living person. Well, you know how it knows it belongs to a living person?
How?
It senses the pulse.
Oh. So no cutting off people's fingers
to
get their money.
No, you can't cut off people's fingers to, you know, just use it as a card reader, you know, and... like some action movie.
Well, that was smart, though.
And then you also have to punch in your birth date along with it.
That's it? They don't have a PIN number?
What do you need a PIN number for? You have your finger.
Why would you have to punch in your birthday? It's the same as, I guess, a PIN
just
number.
Just another step of confirmation that it's the right person.
I think it should be a PIN number.
Yeah, but people forget their PIN numbers.
What if they tattoo it on their finger?
Well, then what would be the point?
I know.
You have a fingerprint, which is already unique.
No, I know, but
plus a living pulse,
right?
Meaning the finger has not been severed.
So then why would you need to put your birthday too? Then
it's just one more step, just one more thing that they would have to do.
That is like a PIN number.
So they would. It is. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you arguing about?
Not.
Yes, you are.
No.
How many more days till your last day?
I just have three more shows.
Okay. After today?
Yep.
Okay.
Thursday is my last day.
Okay. Oh, good God. Anyway, we've got music coming up. Of Monsters and Men on the way. Also, Owl City. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.